Good morning, everyone. Recently, I had a mass at the nursing home, and like normal mass on Tuesdays. And then mass began like normal. Well, and then during the homily, and I gave a homily, and the half of homily, the half people over there slept, like they still slept. And then the half of them closed their eyes. And then like one question in my mind, like, what happened? And then I have two answers for me. Either they cannot sleep, they couldn't sleep last night well, so, or they are having a boring homily. And then after that, after mass, I asked them all like, hey, did you all sleep well last night? And they all, yes, we slept well last night. So they confirmed that I have a boring homily that day. Today is a Divine Mercy Sunday. I would love to share with you all 3 points, 3 words in my homily today. The first, peace. Second, faith. The third one will be mercy. The first one, peace. Augustine defined that peace is the tranquility of order. Peace means tranquility of order. If you want to have peace in your life, you must put your life in order, put things in order. First, God. Second, your family. The third one will be your personal life, friends, and all stuff later, or money, or whatever it is. If you messed that up, your life, you don't have peace at all. For example, money, friends, family, God, that is not an order at all. So that you don't have peace at all. So in order to have peace, you need to put things in order. The background, the gospel today, that Jesus came into, to see people, the disciples at that time, and they were so afraid of being killed by the Roman soldiers at that time, because Jesus died on the cross, and the Roman people looking for, who is his disciples? I'm going to kill them. So the disciples, they were hiding. And then they don't have peace at all because they were chaotic, chaos. So the Lord appeared to them and said, peace be with you. He puts things in order to have peace in God. For me as a priest, I need to put God, light of the world, maybe another parish, maybe my personal life. I cannot put God, Caprini, Paris, light of the world. You know what I mean? Because I always have my priorities in my life. Whenever I mess that up, I don't have peace at all. As long as I keep the order of my life, I will have peace. So I invite you all to reflect on that today. Peace means tranquility of order. Put that in the example. Noon mass, you have mass, and you have birthday party. What order you have? If you put friend above God, friend, God, you will decide, I'm going to go to the party. If you put God, your friend, later, okay, I'm going to go to mass, and maybe I'm going to stop by the party later. You see, the order. So put things in order will help you a lot to have peace for yourself. The next one, faith. I am amazed that, the disciples today, they don't believe in God, the resurrection. And it just something struck me really hard that Jesus, he told the disciples, hey, I'm going to preach about the kingdom of heaven. I'm going to talk to you about eternal life. I'm going to talk to you about heaven. And now I am resurrected from the dead. And you don't believe in me? You know what I mean? And they were close friends of Jesus Christ. Remember that. They were so close. Like they lived with Jesus for a couple of years. They hung out with him. They ate with him. They walked with him. And now they don't get it. Faith are so important. St. Paul says, in heaven, right now we have faith, hope, and love. In heaven, only one thing left, love. No more faith in heaven. Why? Because we see God face to face already. We don't need faith in heaven. We have faith right now because we cannot see God. Think about this is like a heaven, okay? Like heaven, like, okay, human example. Like this is heaven, and the Lord is right here. He is a center. And in heaven, we also have levels in heaven. So your heaven is different than my heaven. Everyone's so different. How can we decide what level we can be in heaven? It depends on your love. The more you love God right now, the more you love people right now, you will decide your heaven. So God is right here, and surround God, maybe like Our Lady, the Blessed Virgin Mary, St. Joseph, and all the saints around him, and probably we are around here, or you are like around this area. So the more you have love for people, the more you have love for God, the more closer in heaven you can see God face to face and clearer and closer to God in heaven. In order to be closer to God in heaven, you must love God right now. Love your neighbors right now so that you can have a better heaven. Your heaven is different than my heaven. It depends on your love. I told people yesterday that I think in heaven, when you die, you have nothing left except three things: your love, your sacrifices, and your virtues. People in heaven will see your virtues, will see your sacrifices, and will see your love, how beautiful you are in heaven because you loved God and you love people the most. The next word, the last word today, mercy. Year of 2000, JB2, John Paul II, announced to the whole world that the second Sunday of Easter is the Divine Mercy Sunday. We learned and we need mercy of God a lot. Whenever you go to confessions, I am telling people two things in confessions. God forgives you completely. God forgets your sins completely. Forgetfulness belongs to the divine ability. Human ability, you cannot. I told people, you cannot forget your names right now. You cannot do that. I cannot forget my name right now because I am still human. That forgetfulness belongs to the divine ability. When you go to confession after the absolution, God forgives your sins completely, and God forgets your sins completely. He allows himself to forget and to forgive your sins. And I told people that when you go to that door, like confessional, when you go out, you open the door, you are completely, completely a white paper again. God, he sees every goodness is in your soul. He knows your past. He knows everything about you. He knows a lot of things about you. He knows everything. He knows perfectly your past, your present, and your future. He doesn't know your sins. He knows all the goodness is in you. So I'm begging you, go back to confession if you have not been confessions for a long time. I'm begging you, go back to the mercy of God. Receive the mercy of God because it's so important for you and for me that we all sinners. Father Anthony is sinner. You are sinner. I am a sinner as well. We all need confessions. We all need mercy of God. We all need the love of God so that in heaven you can be closer to God in heaven. So I invite you all this Sunday, the Divine Mercy Sunday, reflect with me three words: peace, put things in order. The second, faith. And the last one, mercy.